2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 91 degrees, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A 100-year-old New York gun law was struck down this morning. The Supreme Court ruling overturned a law that limits the right to carry a concealed firearm. We have two reporters covering the story, one on what it means for the country and another reporting on what the ruling means for Utah. First, KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
The Supreme Court's ruling finds Americans have the right to carry firearms in public for self-defense based on the Second Amendment. New York's law dates back to 1913. It required gun owners to show, quote, proper cause to be able to conceal carry a handgun in public. The justices' 6-3 decision is expected to allow more people to legally carry guns on the streets of the nation's largest cities. It's the high court's first major gun decision in more than a decade. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Utah already has laws on the books allowing people to carry a gun in public without a permit. That likely means today's SCOTUS ruling won't change much here. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres continues our team coverage.
Anyone 21 and over who isn't lawfully restricted can carry a loaded hidden gun in public in Utah. We do have some rules on where you need a permit to carry, like at schools. The Utah Gun Violence Prevention Center argues the laws that make getting concealed carry permits harder have helped keep guns out of the wrong hands. But other Utah gun law experts argue if you have a right to protect yourself with a gun inside your home, you should be able to do the same outside your home.
Some of those who legally can't carry guns in Utah are violent felons and those on parole. Salt Lake County's District Attorney Sim Gill told KSL's Noon News he agrees that this Supreme Court ruling won't change things in this state, but
it is not going to answer the issue of the use of those guns. And do we have a meaningful response that is structured, that is fair and swift, that has consequences for that misuse?
Gill says he wants lawmakers to determine gun ownership accountability and consequences if they're misused. Gun reform legislation is headed for a final vote in the U.S. Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
That the Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on a bill drafted in bipartisan negotiations in the wake of a recent wave of deadly mass shootings. Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's disappointed the measure didn't go through committee review before coming to the Senate floor.
What we're being asked to do is strike the proper balance between a fundamental constitutional right and public safety.
But Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says it's a good first step.
This bill will strengthen our red flag laws and amplify them. It will strengthen our background check system. It will provide the first ever federal trafficking law.
If cleared by Congress, the package will be the first major piece of federal gun reform in almost 30 years. President Trump's pressure campaign on Justice Department officials to help overturn the election was scrutinized at today's January 6th committee hearing. Former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen testified how the former president pushed to seize voting machines across the country.
We had seen nothing improper with regard to the voting machines, and I told them that the real experts at that had been at DHS, and they had briefed us that they had looked at it and that there was nothing wrong with the voting machines.
Former top Justice Department officials say President Trump hounded them virtually every day to pursue his false election fraud claims. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah doctors say the FDA's decision today to ban Juul e-cigarette products in the U.S. is a good one. because it'll protect kids.
Dr. Sean Callahan is a pulmonologist at the University of Utah, and there's a reason he thinks the FDA specifically went after Juul.
Some of this is surely punitive toward them because of what they perpetuated.
What they perpetuated, he said, was a product that appealed to kids and got them hooked.
Lots of colors and flavors and young attractive people on their labels.
And he says kids might be more susceptible to addiction because they're still developing. So a product some companies touted as a way to kick the habit instead became one that helped get young people started. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Starting today, Instagram users have to verify their age if they try to change it. The new rule applies to people trying to change their age from under 18 to over 18. Instagram's parent company, Meta, is trying out things like face scanning, artificial intelligence, having mutual friends verify the age of the user, or making them upload an ID. Utah's getting its annual payout from the federal government. Thank you very much. The state's getting $43 million to compensate for local governments not being able to tax federal land.
The Department of the Interior is paying 29 local governments in Utah because they have federal land. The money is supposed to fund vital services like firefighting and construction of public schools. Some have previously argued these payments are not a fair trade, and local communities are getting the short end of the stick. Senator Mike Lee introduced a bill in 2021 to help ensure these payments more accurately reflected the land's value. About 63.1% of Utah is federal land, making it the number two state with the most land owned by the federal government. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:05. Ricky, I'm looking out the window to the east and heading up northward towards Centerville. The sky's looking mighty dark right now.
We have definitely seen some dark skies and wind. The wind has been kicking up in parts of the valley. So enjoy your drive home. So for those who are making their way westbound on I-80, we've had an accident prior to 1300 East, and that is backing traffic to Foothill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.